Here it goes.
Let's see what we got.
Hello?
Hello?
You called me.
You still there?
You called me.
All right. Stop stealing my Wi-Fi.
What's that?
You've been using my Wi-Fi. I looked up your IP address and found your phone number.
Really?
And why did your search history appear when I signed in? Explain that.
That's very interesting. I've been using your Wi-Fi. That's pretty comical, actually.
How'd you even get my password? You a hacker?
Well, yeah, because I got on the Google Nets, and I found out your password.
Just listen up. I'm not arguing with you. Just stop, or I'm going to get the police involved.
Okay. You can just send them right to my house. You got my phone number. Send them right over.
Hard-earned money. Get a job.
Get a job? I actually have a job. I own my own company.
You're a bandwidth thief. You're the reason the economy is failing.
I'm the reason the economy is failing. You might want to blame your president for the reason the economy is failing.
Yes.
You might want to do that.
Yes, he brought up Trump.
Oh, that was my favorite. I'm so happy.
Did he hang up?
It's done. Scalzi, I love you.
That's good. That was good.
So, are you just going to ask me questions and I can answer it and then we'll go from there? And you can edit out anything that makes me look stupid? Or if I say something really messed up, that needs to be gone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's talk about how much we hate Scott guys.
Just in my tickle.
I want to.
How you doing, people?
Wake up, feel fine, grab my baggies off the clothesline. I want to wake up, restore, thinking back on the night before. I said yeah, then I did it. Having
it
not a
second
thought.
It feels like a rape
thought.
Dungeon in here.
I know exactly. What he tastes like.
I said yeah, then I did it. La 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 la.
Just your mic, homie.
No. You cannot buy the beer. Beer!
Close your eyes.
No. I always blame the beer.
Okay, here's the show.
Adjust the mic. I'm gonna adjust the mic.
Joe, how's your mic sound?
Fuck, Joe ain't here again. I don't even want to do this.
Does everybody sound okay?
Is this what happens? Like, Joe, now you're gonna say it.
Colleen, like, watch this. I got everything labeled now. Watch.
Okay.
Does that sound louder?
Keep talking.
Now, is that better?
Yeah, it sounds louder.
See? I know what's up over here now. I don't
you
gotta,
did a
like,
good job.
I actually labeled it.
Is it labeled like Colleen?
Colleen, Joe, Scott, and legs.
And legs.
Hey, can I say something real quick? I don't understand anything on the internet about the political shit that's been happening the last 2 days.
Me neither, dude.
I don't get any of it.
It doesn't even come up really on my news feed that much because I don't like interact with any of that stuff. But today, like, my family had some drama.
Yeah. I don't know what it means.
I've been, you know,
there's a chick that somebody doesn't like. They don't like her, the Pelosi lady. Mm-hmm. People don't fucking like her, I guess, because I don't know. And then people don't like Trump. And they pick sides, and they're both stupid.
And
I don't understand.
Here's the best part, is they online, on Twitter, and on, you know, face anything where it's political where you can comment, it's so 50-50. Just attack, and it's none of it's real.
Both sides are so fucking dumb.
So
it means nothing
to me. That like they're kind of it's trollish, right? Like we label that as a trollish kind of thing, right?
I guess
when the guys go to the other people's pages, give them a hard time under their own candidate, like you're going, like you're seeking out the argument.
Can I ask a question?
Sure.
Because you're more political than me, as you know more is what I'm saying.
I don't know more. But,
okay. Well, this is my thing. Why is it that Republicans and Democrats, okay, no matter which one you are, you never point out your party's flaws? You're always pointing the finger the other way. You don't ever point inward. Why is that?
Is it
ignorance?
To me, it is. It's not being able to,
maybe pride.
I don't understand
The whole thing is.
It's like a team thing.
It's gotten more polarized. I think there used to be a little bit more interweaving and understanding and working together.
It's so dumb.
But then certain topics polarize people, or certain things happen that polarize societies, I guess, a little bit more, I would say.
Yeah.
And I think we're just at that point. Like,
it's such a waste of energy, dude.
Like, there's been a lot of corruption, and people are fed up. So I understand why people like Trump and everything, because they feel like, and he's putting out the perception, you know, of cleaning the swamp. I don't know enough. I'm not going to give you my opinion on this. Yeah. My whole thing is I'm like kind of middle of the road. When I want the Republicans and Democrats work together.
No, you can't have that.
That's the whole point of what everything. And now they're so polarized. That's why nothing's getting pushed through. Like when Obama was in, nothing could get done. When now that Trump's in, they're doing everything they can to fight everything, and they're so polarized they can't just work together. And that's the whole problem. And you got to take the money out of politics to do that.
Do you know a lot about that, Colleen?
Are no.
You, you do a lot.
I mean, like, I know about it, but I honestly answer. Just keep all that to myself.
Yeah, I do too. But what I do though with those websites with all the mm-hmm. all the fighting and shit is I just troll it, and I just like go super nice. I just think everybody in here, if you have the time to comment, you have the time to go to the polls and vote.
Jesus.
Like, I've done that multiple times.
And I don't ever comment on anything
You don't see any likes or loves or anything when people are hating on each other, but then I'll throw that nice thing in, and people from both sides will like and love my comment. And I just think that's like hilarious. It's like a social hack there in a way.
I don't understand.
Like, if people are more positive, more positive shit will come.
Well, you can't be positive when you're on one side.
Everybody's negative as fuck.
You won't be on one side. It's
like people that hate Trump can't even recognize that there are some things that he's benefited us on. And I can't tell you in detail and give you all, I don't have the knowledge, but in general, I see some benefit there. It's creating more conversation, I feel like.
Well, with like Iran, he didn't go real hard in the paint with him.
No.
He kind of backed off because nobody wanted war.
Yeah.
And nobody on the left is going to give him credit. Right. No, it's so weird.
He just, the Twitter thing, he's just so unorthodox and he's so out there.
In that shit last night. Like,
but even though I don't like Trump, I still can say a nice thing about him.
Didn't he refuse to shake her hand or something?
It was so
like that's
stupid.
So child. That's
from both of them.
Yeah, and then she's ripping. It's so fucking
both
dumb.
Of them. They're grown. They're
fucking stupid. They're both dumb. Sorry if you like them. They're both fucking stupid.
Hey, yeah. Let's not talk about this.
I know. Episode 32 of Adjust the Mic. Episode 32.
Joe's not here to be evil to us.
Joe's
still
never here.
Us.
Joe don't care about the fucking show, so don't even worry about him.
So Super Bowl predictions. Guess who was right? Me and Scott.
Yeah,
you would think that Charlie was right, but guess what he did?
For three quarters.
He loses a lot lately.
Charlie changed his mind.
Jared wants his $20, by the way, like right now.
I want my $60 for the last 2 years.
He texted me and said, is Joe next to you? Tell him to give me
come get it, Jared.
How awesome was that game?
You better like
for real.
His ethnic firefighters.
I don't got to do.
He's ethnic. You said if he's ethnic.
Is he ethnic?
Yeah, he's Mexican.
Oh, fuck. The Super Bowl was good. It was like,
I think,
it's what Kansas City has done all year. They've trailed by more than 10 and Mahomes come back and win.
Thanks for Homer, by the way.
Yeah, you're welcome. It was a good game.
Yeah, I didn't realize my husband was going for the 49ers and I was going for the Chiefs.
Oh, really?
And so like I was about ready to go to bed because I was so tired after working all day, and we were actually really busy, which we normally aren't. And I was like, man, I just got to see what happens. And all of a sudden they do what they did and made it a game. I was like, holy crap, they're actually going to win this
I left at halftime and got home with the kids. We were at Jared's. Can I rabbit hole that story of the Super Bowl real quick?
Yeah.
Okay.
We knew you would.
I go to Jared's house, right? He's got tri-tip. Our friend Damon, he's like a legit chef. He had great food, right? All the way around, awesome spread. It's a brand new house, right? And he's doing all these nice things to it. And he's, you know, single, no kids or anything. He just has two dogs. My children go into his house, and like my son's running around, touching the glass on the sliding glass door, playing with the puppy,
fucking everything
up. I'm just watching Jared, just internally, like he's just like on fire. Like you can just see him. He's like, don't do this, don't do that, don't put this here, don't put that there. And you just see him walking around, just freaking out, and it was just so funny, man. Because that's what, like, we have parents, friends. Like, my friend Perry's like, Miss Perry, you do that. We go to her house, and, like, she makes sure everybody's in line and isn't touching anything, you know?
Yeah, when you got
but watching
you,
Jared do it, it was just so good.
When you have kids, that shit's out the window, man.
No it kidding. Is,
man. And I'm bad about that. Like, yeah. I have to, I like a clean, like, I yeah. keep shit right.
Yep.
It's a struggle.
Like my kids jump on the couches. They jump everywhere,
yeah.
man.
Yeah, no, they're like Mexican jumping beans.
Sasha tried to do that there, and I'm like, Sasha, you can't do that here. Like, we had to go outside and have a talk. You know, and by the way, Jared's little puppy dog will bite you at the throat. It's a little black lab, and it's a throat biter.
So now you got three.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're amateurs with two kids.
And they're also close in age, and they're little.
Yeah.
So, like, we don't even have things hanging up on our walls anymore.
God bless you.
Like, we don't have nice things. Like, we just don't. Like, our couches, like, my husband keeps saying, like, hey, you know, we should paint the walls. And I'm thinking, why? They literally will find something to color on the walls with every single week. Like,
put that chalk walls.
No, because that just encourages the behavior.
Yeah.
Like, then just get a pressure washer.
But see, and then it's like the couches. They spill stuff on it. So why don't we get new couches? Yeah. Like, I mean, yep. And then it's, you know, we ripped up the carpet in their room. Like,
Jared's got some couch plastic for you, probably.
But it's like not worth my time or effort. It's like the couches are already pieces of crap right now. So I'm just going to keep them and ride it out until they're at least old enough to understand, like, hey, you know, don't put yogurt smears all over the damn couch.
I'm doing it this year because Riley's 7, Ava's 11. So it's like I'm going to rip all my carpet out and just redo it all with wood floors. And I was waited. I hate that fucking carpet in my house. But I had to wait because shit just happens when you have kids, you know? So,
do you guys hate carpet in houses?
I would love to have carpet in houses, but I know that it's not smart.
It's just
not
hard
smart.
To keep clean.
That's my thoughts exactly.
I love the way it feels. Like, I have, my husband makes fun of me because I have rugs, like, where my feet are, like, from the bed and in our bathroom and everywhere else because we have wood floors. But it feels so nice, but it's like the kids spill something. Oh, good, we have wood. Clean it
your
right
piggy,
up.
Your piggy's in a rug. Yeah. Or, well, right here, see?
Yeah.
This isn't really, this is, like, short. It's this, no.
This is like short. I like this carpet though.
Yeah.
See, like, fluffy. When I walk around on the tile, you know, it's bad for your feet.
It is.
So I have rugs everywhere too.
And I
find all these rugs because they're expensive. So Nine Patty Maddie was there. She's like, you got way too many rugs, dude. I had them everywhere. Like I could, where my feet would not touch that tile at all.
Yeah.
Because really? I like it that way. So now I'm looking for a house and there's a couple carpet ones. I'm like, do I like it?
It just depends on if you're going to be able to keep it clean, man. Because as soon as it gets dirty. And then it's a pain to clean. It's not like a wood floor.
Oh, it's so bad.
You don't need like an actual machine to help you get it.
Yeah. And even the machine, it
like
works.
Like a rug
but
doctor.
It, you know, it doesn't. I don't know, man. They suck.
How do we get so off track? Let's go back.
I did it.
Super Have we Bowl. Done an intro?
No.
So let's do that.
Hey, it's episode number 32 of Adjust the Mic. Joe is not fucking here again. But
he said
Scott
he'd be here
is.
By now.
Hi, Scott. How are you?
Well, howdy there, neighbor. How are you today?
Good. Also joining us this evening is Colleen. Colleen, how you doing?
I am doing great, gentlemen.
Oh, awesome.
Great. And Charlie, how are you doing?
Phenomenal.
Don't use my word.
Phenomenal. Oh, yeah. That's your shit.
Your feet look nice.
Thanks, man. I'm going to get a pedicure next week. Actually, maybe this weekend.
I want to go.
I'm addicted.
You're like all about it.
I think
let's all go.
Joined a pedicure group. A male group. Didn't you just tag me in some
Facebook? Let's get a bunch of dudes, go drink mimosas.
Is that the real podcast talking about
pedicures.
It?
Yeah.
I thought.
No, it's semantics, I thought. Mm. It was.
Yeah, it was semantics. That's right.
Let's get a bunch of dudes. Right? You're not invited. You know what, Colleen? You can go.
Thanks,
you're wearing a Red Sox shirt. You can do whatever you want.
Yes, I'm a Mookie.
Fuck Mookie Betts.
I do like
Do not say F Mookie Betts.
He's gone.
He did a lot for the Red Sox.
Are all three of us Red Sox fans?
Yeah.
Like, because I like the Red Sox.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Red Sox and Cubs.
Okay.
Red Sox and Cubs.
Don't you like one more than the other?
Don't.
Red
Sox don't, more. Because he's going to go into a boring story of why he likes this fucking team.
Either way.
You called it. I was ready.
When I was six and I was eating hot dogs and
they
were on TBS.
It's all collecting baseball cards, man.
Yeah. We lost
it's
bets
cards.
And Price today.
Ryan
and I'm
Sandberg,
very, very
Mark
sad
Grace,
about that.
Yeah.
Andre Dawson.
It's going to be an off year this year. It's going to be tough.
Well, doesn't it seem like it always happens like that with the Sox, though? It's, like, they win, and then they suck.
It's like when somebody's a part of a team and then goes away, like Joe. Remember when Joe was a part of our team
he
and would do the podcast?
Adjust the mic, yeah.
Yeah, I'm so in, guys. We're going to make a difference. Where the fuck is he at?
No,
not here.
I have no idea.
He's in Morocco seeing fucking Alice in Chains. Fucking whatever. Such a loser.
I thought he was doing more lap on the bridge.
He ain't fucking running no fucking bridge. He's Oh, God, he's a fucking guy.
Did you guys pay attention to any of the commercials for the Super Bowl?
Yeah, the Boston one. Park the car.
I want that car just because I can't believe it actually park itself. I'm like, oh, that'd be so amazing.
That's pretty awesome.
It's really cool.
I would literally drive places to do that.
Right?
Like, I would go somewhere with it. Yeah.
I'm the worst parker. Like, no joke. Jim at work makes fun of me all the time because we have the parallel parking on Main Street.
Yeah.
And I swear to God, if I have to pull in between two cars, I won't do it. And they're like the biggest ones. And my brother, he's from Jersey. He can come in those things. He just like
whips it around.
Oh, like it's nothing.
Yeah.
Yeah, no way.
The Jason Momoa one's my favorite.
Oh, that was creepy. I love the Groundhog's Day one.
Groundhog Day.
When he ripped his arms off, I was like, yeah, he looks so weird. And then he was sitting there with the guitar. It was the string guitar thing or whatever. God, that was funny.
Yeah, there were some decent commercials.
Then he pulled the
Dempsey
wig
Hammer.
Dempsey
Hammer one. That was good.
I didn't see many of them. I didn't watch many of them.
I did. I think I did. Those are the only ones that really stood out to me. That's about it, man.
Damn good game, though, man.
It was a good game. I'm glad I picked the 49ers, though. That defense, and then Mahomes, he's going to win. He's going to win a lot, man. He's going to win. He's going to win a few more.
He went to Disney the next day. They had the parade, and he talked to people there. He was not like the year before, Brandon Kaiser, with Brady there.
He walked right next to Brandon Kaiser in our Fantasy Football League.
She's done talking. Go ahead.
The Kaisers, Fantasy Football League. Mahomes walked right by him. He's got it on video.
Really?
Yeah.
Did he meet him?
He was at Disney today.
Did he meet him?
He was in the parade.
He was at Disney today?
He was at the parade.
Or whenever he was.
Oh,
like,
okay.
We got a text message.
It was Monday.
From Brandon.
Your information's wrong. It was Monday?
Definitely Monday.
I'll cut you out of correcting me.
Oh, whatever.
Oh, I watched it live on Facebook.
Did you really?
Yeah, a little bit of it. Because I was just curious of how many people were going to be there. Because Brent and I actually talked about maybe going.
Really?
There was way too many people. And I'm not a Kansas City fan like that, so... And it was just him.
Congrats,
last year, though,
Mac.
Brady brought Edelman, so that was cool.
Yeah, because
it was both of them, and they posted everything on Instagram.
Yeah.
So you were literally watching them like do the Star Wars land by themselves
awesome,
do all this
man.
Cool stuff. That was nice.
Mac was naked.
Shout out to Mike McNaughton. This dude's been a Chiefs fan since I've known him. He's actually met Lamar Hunt. He has picture video meeting Lamar Hunt, who's the owner that passed away.
Mm-hmm.
And he's a... If anybody is a legit fan of a team, it's Mac with the Chiefs. So.
You've been through it all, Santos.
Congratulations, buddy.
Yep.
Yeah, friends with Cairo Santos, kicker for the Chiefs.
Big time congrats on that, man. Much earned. Was he naked doing laps at the track out there? Or
I don't know, man. he invited me to his house, but, you know, Super Bowl is amateur night, bro. I stay at home. I don't want to drive. I don't want to be on the roads. I'll make food at the house.
I'll stay out the halftime because I got the kids, so.
I made a cheese dip, a Gouda and white cheddar.
Talked about that.
I made it. I added too much cornstarch and fucked it up.
No.
It was like grit consistency.
Yes, that's
so
that's
fucking
bad.
I fucked it all up.
That's terrible.
Whatever. I usually make good dips, but I fucked that up. It was so bad. Just dumped. And it wouldn't dump out of the pot. Like you had to. It was like congealed to the. It was fucking gross.
How was Allie staying the night before?
Oh yeah, Scott, your daughter came and stayed at my house Saturday.
After seeing me for brewery day.
Yeah,
that was fun, by the way.
That was good. It was National Bring Your Kids to a Bar Day, and
we just made up, right?
Gangster ass pitchers, by the way.
Yeah,
those pitchers were good.
Them fucking kids are photogenic.
Both of them.
Yeah. Well, we had a great time there. That Kool-Aid infused beer.
Yeah, Tropical Punch Blonde.
I'm not ashamed to say that's one of the best beers I've ever had.
You know it's gone now, right?
That Myers Lemon.
It kicked on Monday, and you were there.
I was there on Monday.
The reason it kicked,
probably.
Yeah,
really good.
But we got three coming out tomorrow on Friday. So.
Yeah,
that Myers Lemon.
Yes, Scrub J Lemon Wheat.
Scrub J. Oh, that's
the Scrub J
beer.
Mm-hmm.
That was the best beer I've ever had.
Yeah, this is that's the best batch they've made so far because they've made that one a couple times, and this one is hands down. Like the best one they've done.
Hey, you know what?
Phenomenal.
I'm gonna kind of say something, and whatever it is, what it is, the beer at that fucking place is a different level.
Oh, 100%.
Than anything you get around here. Like,
oh,
I mean,
unquestionable.
Not, it really is.
Yeah,
and I've noticed that the more I've gotten to this craft beer shit.
And if you actually probably talk to a lot of the other people,
they're gonna admit it.
How could they not?
Yeah.
I mean, really,
yeah.
It's innovative.
Ron's next level. We got to see Ron. We got to talk to Ron.
A lot of people are just bringing out beers.
That was
and I
cool.
love and yeah. I love everybody that's bringing out their beers and doing their thing. Like, it much props. Yeah, just because somebody's the best doesn't mean the other people can't strive to be. You
right.
know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I, in my opinion, Ron and you guys are the best.
Yeah.
And it's not just because you're local to us. It's because, like, it's the product. And you guys are on another level. You guys are matching, are pairing food with your beers.
Well, they
you
got a jump start too. They've so been doing it. You guys styles. Have been doing it for what, 5-6 years now?
5 years.
5 years,
and,
yeah.
And Ron's just so innovative. He tests the boundaries all the time. You know what I mean? Yeah. Where some people, they'll go safe or they'll find those good, because they're building a business for a business model. He's doing like a passion.
Yeah, he really is.
And so, this might be somebody else's passion, but just in a different way.
I can't believe he came out and talked to you guys.
Oh, yeah.
Because he
yeah.
doesn't really ever do that, especially not that early in the morning.
Yeah, it was early. It was right.
Shout out to Ron, man.
Yeah, that was right when y'all opened.
But that's why I go back there.
Exactly.
For shit like that, you know.
Yeah.
It's just, the beer is different. It's a different. It's
well, I appreciate really you guys is. Saying that, because it's a lot
it's
of hard
down.
Work.
I mean, it's easy. I mean, it's an easy comment.
I want to talk you know? Shit about it just because you work there and be a dick, but I can't.
He hates
I
on
can't
everything
fucking,
that anybody
yeah.
likes and loves.
Yes.
Why do you feed off of that, by the way? I've always wondered
I don't
that.
Know. I don't know. Maybe
you
I'm just a
terrible
person.
You feed off other
person.
People's awkward right? misery.
Yeah. Maybe.
You enjoy that.
A little
Joe,
bit.
You and Joe together really enjoy
Me
that.
And Joe together are a fucking problem. But he don't do the podcast anymore, so you
That's
don't have
true.
To worry about that.
It has been a lot nicer.
But yeah, okay. So the kids hung out and played Guess Who.
Okay.
Connect Four.
Nice.
And then I took Allie, and we went to Target and bought stuff for
oh,
slime.
Ooh, yeah, yeah.
So we made
always slime, man.
The girls made slime, and then we got pizza, and they had a good time. And they let Riley hang out and play with them too. So Riley hung
really?
Out.
Really? Nice, Riley.
What's up, buddy? Everything okay?
How's it going, dude?
Yeah, go get water. Go away from
go
me.
Go ahead.
Did you really just ask me for water? That's a basic thing. I have to give you that. You know that, right? That's like to survive. I'm a good dad. But they were great, man. Allie was so good. It was like she wasn't uh-huh. even there. And they slept in. And
oh,
I went,
Allie will sleep in
and
for
I,
sure.
I went to See's Waffles on Sunday.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah? Tell us about it. I did see it. Was it
Everybody
as good
talks
as it
about how good that place
I
was.
I will never in my life eat a waffle without fucking strawberries again. There will always be strawberries on my fucking waffle.
Really?
Until the day I die. I never had strawberries on my waffle. And I'm an idiot, so that's going to be a thing.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever, I don't really.
No whipped cream, strawberries, maple syrup.
I don't like whipped cream with
no.
pancakes or anything.
But shout out to See's Waffles. They're so good.
I don't eat breakfast food.
I got to
so
go.
Weird.
We tried to go a couple weeks ago, but they were having a lunch and they were packed.
Did
so.
You just say you don't eat breakfast food?
Not really.
Who the fuck? What are you?
I don't know.
You don't have breakfast for dinner?
You have three kids. You do
no,
we eat breakfast
like, so
for dinner all the
I
time.
Don't. I don't like eggs. I hate
oh,
them.
What?
And no joke. I've tried to eat them forever, and I can't do it. My
oh,
mom.
Man.
My mom hates eggs.
Get off the fucking show.
You're off the show.
My mom hates eggs. My grandma hates
Ron,
eggs.
Ron, fire this
my
woman.
My kid Keegan, he hates eggs. Like, we just can't. I don't like them. And then, I just have never really liked. Besides, like bacon. If I go out anywhere, I get like a BLT. But, like, I love going places that have, like, lunch food for breakfast. Because I'm like, yes, give me some buffalo
it's
chicken
a, it's
strips
a crime
for breakfast.
To hate bacon.
I used to eat ramen noodles for breakfast every morning.
What?
My daughter
fuck?
Loves ramen noodles.
Listen,
that's
sodium
all she
in that?
Wants.
Listen, this
that's
is what's
wants.
So funny. Okay, so not only did I eat ramen noodles so every sodium. Day, I would put soy sauce in my ramen.
You're going
to
die.
My dad would get so mad. He went and hid the soy sauce from
Your
me one
salt.
Day. I had to go search it out and find it. Found it out in the garage in one of his cowboy boots.
He's hiding
and I was
salt.
Like, yeah, it's for real. And then my friend Lauren Chang, she's always like, if I was eating ramen and I tried to put salt on it, she would literally slap my hand.
Yeah,
and like,
that's a
fucking
killer,
salt
man.
Withdrawal.
Those packets in those ramen are fucking killers, man.
Yeah.
She's just sitting there in her room like cutting
Jesus
packets.
Christ, Collie.
I used to eat so
salt.
Much ramen. Ask anybody. Ask any of my friends. I was all about it.
And so
ramen's the best,
you don't dude. Like a sweet breakfast like donuts or cinnamon?
I'll have donuts
or
whenever, but it's like if I'm going out somewhere to eat, it's like, you know, they
a
don't
Kim's
like,
burrito at Kim's.
Are
oh
you,
my
pancakes are okay.
Are you savory or sweet in the morning? I'm savory first.
But I'll go savory now.
Yeah, that's how
like, I like a like biscuits and gravy.
Oh man.
Give me some like
yeah.
some eggs.
You don't like
a,
biscuits and gravy?
I do actually. Okay. My husband makes really good biscuits.
Hamburger
gravy.
Steak with A1 with eggs over easy and just let it all
yeah. Yeah, with hash browns. And
oh, 100% hash browns.
Let's go to 100%. Waffle House this weekend.
Dude, there's a place in Georgia called Three Squares, and that's exactly what they fucking do.
I'm going to, no, I'm just probably going like to that. See Waffles again this weekend.
Shout
I'm
up.
Serious.
Three Squares.
You might as well.
Georgia.
You'll be downtown.
I heard their lunch is fucking jamming too, man. I heard they got a good lunch. But I don't know. I'll have to try that next time. But what's up? What did you guys
I'm
do?
Hungry.
What did you guys do this weekend?
I worked all weekend.
Did you?
I saw you guys.
Yep. How late did you work till?
Oh, God. On Sunday night, we tried to close at 7, but of course, we got those people that were coming in like at 5 till try to be nice and be like, yeah, you can have one beer real quick. Yeah. And that never works out in your favor. People don't drink beers very quick when you want them to.
Right.
Especially if they get, you know, like a dark beer, you know? That sucks. Yeah. Why do people do that? That's so fucking disrespectful.
I don't know, because they knew, too, that we were closing then, and like literally all the chairs are pulled out because we're sweeping. And then they're just like, okay, we're just going to have a seat here and hang out.
Then people do that at restaurants, like, too. It's so fucking...
Yeah, I don't get it.
It's a dick move.
We did... you had my daughter Saturday night.
Yep.
And then I took my son Silas down to see his Uncle Aaron and his cousins. It was his cousin Avery's birthday. So we went to this seafood place. And it used to be in a gas station. But now it's called Seafood Station.
You went to a seafood gas station?
It like, used to be a seafood place oh in a God. Gas station, and Jesus. Now it's its own restaurant.
Taking chances in life, and
dude, this place was so legit.
Really?
It's like real high-end food. It's expensive. It's not cheap. Like, it's a lobster, scallop, shrimp, uh-huh. And it's like, but it's all like garlic butter.
Oh, wow.
And it's probably got, a bad
and
time
it's got
to
huge
say
red
like
potatoes. Like, what?
Hold on a sec.
Breakfast seafood?
Go like, away.
What do you eat? Just ramen?
No, I don't even eat ramen anymore.
You eat
ramen makes me sick
what
now.
What do you eat?
You
now?
Eat cosmic brownies and Pop-Tarts?
God.
The fuck is going on with you? What do you mean?
Fucking oatmeal cream pie?
You don't eat shrimp?
No.
What the
fucking
fuck?
Star Crunch?
You live in Florida.
I know.
I don't like seafood.
I know. It's got like having so pies. Much passion describing this.
Shrimp
segment.
And grit.
Like,
oh, well, look who it is.
Oh, boy.
Oh. Okay. Didn't know you were doing this anymore.
Ever since he's got a girlfriend, he's just slowly been just going away from the
it's
show.
It's gone. It ain't slow.
He just like
he's.
We've
he's
got about 25% of Joe since that
he's
happened.
He's ripped the Band-Aid right the fuck off.
I know. Look at him.
Jesus Christ!
Wow, Joe, you're looking skinny.
He is
hey,
looking
boo.
Skinny. You are looking skinny, man.
I'd smash,
dude. Listen, I'm so proud of this.
There's the voodoo doll.
Did you see you drew one on there?
Get a picture.
Oh, hold on. I'm gonna picture of this.
I have a voodoo. Do you know how Joe? I'm legitimately kind of proud of this.
That's a legit fucking. Did New did. Orleans
I want you. You can explain it when you care to be part of the show. You can. How amazing is this?
That's incredible. You have this, very good friends.
This might be the best thing anybody's ever got me. I swear to God. It's like I'm like it's a voodoo doll. Like voodoo dolls are kind of badass.
Was it?
And if this is like a voodoo person made this for me?
Like, did you have that special made or you saw it and looked at it and was like, that's Scott. I'm going to get it.
So let me see it, dude.
Can we hear Joe?
I can't hear Joe.
No, hold on.
Hey.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Joe.
Hey, turn my
I see.
I can't hear anything.
Can you hear me now?
No, he broke everything.
Can you hear me now?
Hey, Joe, look.
There it is.
Oh, no.
Look for Scott's
look,
head.
Look, once again, Scott's
head
doll is in Charlie's lap.
Is on Charlie's legs.
It's
in his shorts, you guys.
You don't put it in there. Get it the fuck out of there, bro.
It looks so
bad. The fuck would
bad.
You do that for, Charlie?
Somebody, I don't even want to take a picture of that because I can't have that
why
on my
would
phone.
You do that?
Now it smells like a warm turtle.
Damn it, now I can't fucking hold it. Fucking shit off of me.
Good job.
I just showered, man. You're good.
So it's did fresh. You have it special made or what?
So what it is, there's a place called, I think it's Marie Laveau's House of Voodoo. Or
give
something.
Me a fucking other one.
You go into this place, there's a bunch of them, and like, you know, they have like what they're special for or whatever.
I can't
like,
even fuck on it
they're
anymore.
Supposedly like, you know, voodooed or blessed or however they work that thing by.
They blessed it?
Yeah, yeah.
So did
you
I.
got a video of
I
them doing
did.
The voodoo blessing?
No. So they do it like kind of prior to and they pick and I was, so I walked in like a bunch of them were like
I just
so they were
know,
blessed
happiness.
In private not with your
right
in
yeah,
front
we don't
of
get
you.
To see the process
so they didn't fucking voodoo bless
right.
it
I mean, well, listen,
they just fucking stitch it together and they put it out
it's
there
as
and
legit as fuck
put a dick on
it's
it.
Gonna be bro
I just
what
blessed
do you
it
to tell you?
I blessed it for you
there you go yeah it's blessed art. Charlie gave it a fucking tulip. A little fucking smooch.
Fucking mushroom stamp my fucking voodoo doll, bro.
There you go. So, no,
That's the title of the episode.
I walked in, and there was a bunch of them, good wishes and fucking, financially good fortune. And I was like, where are the ones that are all fucked up? Like, seriously. And the guys are kind of looking at me, and he's wearing like...
You wish bad at Paul?
No, I was like, oh, yeah. I was like, I want the one like where you fucking get it and his fucking dick won't get hard for like the rest of his life. Or, like, I can jab it with shit and fucking like...
Can I get a voodoo doll for an asshole, please?
Yeah, right, exactly.
But listen, you already do this without a voodoo doll.
Got it.
You do the voodoo.
You do the voodoo.
On me.
The voodoo that you do make me want to shoot.
Shoot da doop.
I'm sorry. Jessica Algiero.
You're going to break my couch.
We've been drinking fucking peanut butter whiskey here. Jesus Christ, I'm gone for a fucking week. Turns into fucking...
I got stickers. I got stickers and shit over there, too.
I saw that, actually. That's fucking awesome.
We have stickers. People should tell us if they want them.
Yeah, for sure. Like, yeah. If anybody wants stickers, like, message us. Message Joe.
There you go.
On Facebook.
Oh, no. Actually, we never know. Message me. Joe's not even a part.
That's true.
And Joe, you need to do a Facebook thing today.
Yeah, do something.
Yeah, well, I was noticing you guys didn't even bother with that at all, huh?
What happened?
That's not true. Charlie made one last week, but today we didn't.
That's what I'm saying, not today. Yeah.
Because you didn't respond to any
text
messages.
Well, usually you do, but you just couldn't be on time. What happened?
I usually do it. I just don't want to do it.
What
happened? I'm going to take a fucking week off.
Why were you late today?
What always happens? What happened? Always.
How about this? How about this, fuckers? Beatles or Rolling Stones? Which one?
Stones.
Get the fuck away.
Sorry, being wrong is sometimes...
Did you just say Coldplay?
Beatles or Rolling Stone? I told
me,
him to go away.
For me, it'd be
Beatles. Go away.
Beatles?
I'm Rolling Stones 100% without a doubt. It's my choice. I don't succumb to peer pressure.
Okay.
Scott can look at me with that disapproving dad grin over there and cross his legs trying to look all sexual. I'm not going to change my fucking mind.
He won't.
I'm not asking you to.
He is a fucking Rolling Stone.
He is a Rolling Stone.
Loser.
He just rolled your stones across his voodoo doll.
Yeah.
Yeah, I did.
No.
So, yeah, so basically,
bah.
Now that we've done we've done an entire show here, what did I miss?
Nothing. I don't know. I forget.
That sounds about right.
I forget.
It's kind of been
about.
A shit show. We didn't plan anything.
No. Perfect. We talked about how stupid politics are.
I think Colleen was supposed to keep us in order, and she's
kind of
letting the shit fall apart.
We're like, okay, let's talk about Super Bowl. And then the next thing you know, we're talking about something totally different.
Carpet,
floors, wrecking houses.
Scott's voodoo
we
doll.
Have not talked about the Super Bowl halftime show.
I was offended.
Listen, I thought it was so funny.
Too much clothing.
All these posts that were like, the lady's like, my son was so disgusted by the Super Bowl halftime show that he went to his room immediately afterwards. Yep. And everyone's like, that's why he went, because he was
he
so
went
disgusted.
Skeet, skeet, skeet. Yeah.
Yeah.
Not nearly enough camel toe. That's all I'm going to say.
The only thing I was disappointed was, like, I can't believe Pitbull wasn't in that show somehow.
Who
was
the gay stormtrooper guy?
I don't know who the other guys were
Pitbull
at all.
Pitbull is Miami, dude. Pitbull's my.
Like, he really
Shakira's
is.
Shakira's still around him. I don't know. Is she still making music? Is J-Lo still making music? The whole thing is they're Miami.
I can't even believe we're talking about it.
Yeah.
Why?
Who was the guy?
Do you know how awesome it was to see those girls like doing what they were doing? And
straight
they
up,
weren't even like being bitches to
Shakira
each other.
And
they
J-Lo.
Shared the
let's
stage.
Just,
it was
mean,
like
let's,
awesome.
Let's air it out.
It's called space.
They're both hot as fuck.
Right.
They've
exactly.
always been hot as fuck.
Right.
They're always going to be hot as fuck.
J-Lo's
they're gonna
50.
Have, they're going to have to be right? really fucking really old before they're not hot as fuck. And they're probably still going to be hot as fuck to us.
Right. Because we'll be old too. Yeah, you're right.
That's all that is. And anybody that is negative on it, just hating.
Exactly. You're right.
They're just hating. I mean,
I just enjoyed the choreography.
Or
like
I was
the
trying
music.
To do it.
Who gives a fuck? It's a halftime show of the Super Bowl.
Exactly.
I don't care what the fuck I'm listening to. I just want to watch the second half.
The last one
I
remember
I'm usually
is when,
eating then.
Can you not play with your toes while we're fucking recording a podcast?
I'm just trying to pick one that third toe just has a little.
What is happening tonight? I feel like this is just.
He's just playing with his toes and then he smells, he smells his fingers after he plays with his toes.
I was here early and I've been sitting here.
So fucking gross.
Do we need a break already?
Nothing wrong.
How early were you?
We're about an hour in probably. Not even taking a break yet.
We should take a break and get Joe caught up on some shit.
There we go. Let's find out where we were.
Is that what
for real?
Do?
I don't want to take a break. I want to hang out.
I'm ready.
Charlie, let them break. Let's just keep talking.
Yeah, go take a fucking
get
break.
Get the fuck out of here, guys.
Shit break.
Get out. Yeah.
What is your Jordan Dover?
As Alan Matroni would say, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
session this afternoon.
And hey, we're back.
And we're back. Hey.
All right, so Joe.
All right, here we go.
You did not
see, sterilized my voodoo doll.
You did not see the article that I sent you about having an internal monologue for your thoughts?
I did not. I've seen a little stuff bounce back, but I did not read the article.
Okay, so let me tell you, man.
All right.
Somebody posted this article.
Let me tell you.
I read
man.
It. And yeah. I couldn't believe that I never thought about it differently. And I'm laying in bed and I look at Brent and I said, Brent, can you believe that some people don't have like an internal monologue in their head? Like they can't hear their own voice saying their thoughts and like telling them stuff. And he looked at me and he's like, what are you talking about? And I'm like, wait a minute. Do you hear your own voice telling you your thoughts? Like you can work problems out in your head and have a conversation in your head and hear yourself. And he says, he's like, no, I never hear a voice. He doesn't hear a voice in his head. And I was blown away because all I hear is my own thoughts. And like while he's saying it, I'm actually hearing myself in my head saying, this is effing crazy. Like, how does he read? How does he like process stuff? But then I noticed too, he's always kind of talked out loud to himself. Like when he's thinking, he'll have to say things out loud to actually process the information. Because he told me he sees it like pictures. Like in abstract forms, like if he reads like the cow jumped over the moon, he doesn't like my head. I hear my voice saying the cow jumped over the moon and then I picture it. He just pictures the cow jumping over the moon. Like there's no internal voice that talks to himself. He said if he thinks about it really, really hard, he can hear an inside voice, but then he forgets completely what he was thinking about. At that moment, it just throws him off.
I wonder if there's like a TED Talk or like a podcast episode about this to like, because I'm very interested in it actually.
Speaking of TED, I kind of feel like he's a serial killer at this point. Then you should be very careful when you sleep at night because he's gonna.
No, because then his best friend's wife messaged me and said, "I just asked Jason, and Jason said he doesn't hear a voice either." Like.
I talk to myself all day.
So who's the crazy
like
one?
Like 50,000 times.
The majority of people have
minute.
A voice.
I have a
voice.
There's
a lot of people that they just process the information that's coming into their head differently.
So all four of us have voices.
Yes, I 100%.
And my internal voice is like a sexy, cool Miami Vice voice. Like it's a detective in the 80s.
Mine's an anxiety-ridden panic.
That's what I'm saying.
Just straight up.
So I asked him, I was like, well, so you don't have to worry about like meditating? Because like, you know, when you're stressed out and have anxiety, they say, you know, you meditate to clear your mind, to get your
breathing
thoughts to stop.
Breathing exercises.
Right.
Like
so I'm
that.
Like, so you don't have to do that? And like, and honestly, now I feel bad because a lot of fights and arguments that we have
yeah.
is because I think like somewhere in my messed up head that he's like, plotting some kind of way to piss me off.
And he's just
but
like,
that's not
doop
it.
Doop doop.
He's just like going about his day. And
shapes
he's just,
and figures, shapes
right?
and figures.
Because he's like, he's so intelligent and smart that like, he's very logical and like, just everything is like, it is
yeah.
how it is.
Yeah.
And I think that's why he is that way is because he doesn't have a voice who's constantly
wow.
making you question yourself and do this and that. He just, it's like, this is how it is, you know. I'm
I mean,
a numbers
that's where everybody's
whatever
fear
guy.
And doubt and like everything. That's where it lives, man.
Right.
Like all the
right,
people so, that don't have that, they don't have as much fear.
So if you could choose the voice for your internal monologue, who would it be?
Well, can I just
Morgan Freeman?
Hey, while you guys were talking, I was trying to find out a way to
Bobcat,
write a whole interject, right? Like I do, and because this one could
here it comes.
This one could backfire.
Here it comes.
This is probably gonna backfire. My internal monologue, if I was gonna like it into something.
God,
I don't know why I thought of this just now. Like I have no idea why this popped in my head.
Fuck.
Ace Ventura, when he's sitting there going, and he's all questioning, he's like, Finkel is Einhorn.
Einhorn is
Finkel. Finkel is Einhorn. Einhorn's Finkel. And he's just so fucking confused, and then he finds out and starts fucking throwing up or whatever.
Does a crying game, and does the fucking, the plunger.
Like, that's me. That's
I
how I
that
think
movie.
About shit.
Then
that's
he
a,
runs into
how,
his shower.
That's how I liken
and has the
my
shortest
stupid
butt crack
voice
ever.
Right now.
Hey, that's a good question, though.
I'm always back and forth on everything. Like,
who,
I'm always like fucking trying to figure something out.
Who would be your voice?
Something.
If you could pick, who would it be?
I think Morgan Freeman. I love his voice.
You know the first thing that popped into my head.
That's dreamy
this
of me to have
be
that,
my choice,
but it's not
but
realistic.
Remember when South Park made fun of Jennifer Lopez and Ben Affleck?
That's my favorite Keith.
Yeah,
I wish it was that. I don't know why. I just wish that would be
like,
the one.
Team America, World Police.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Scott, who would yours be if you could?
That would be my pick.
I don't know. I'd go with like a Shake from Aqua Teen Hunger Force.
Okay.
Okay.
I think I would go Samuel Jackson.
Okay.
Or, yeah, probably Samuel Jackson, man.
Man, some
just so you hear motherfucker all the time.
Some Family Guy. Yeah, some Eddie Griffin wouldn't be too bad.
My real one's got motherfucker in it all the time. So
motherfucker. Yeah. Motherfucker. Yeah, like it's Samuel always. Jackson would be awesome.
Charlie's more like giggity giggity.
Quagmire?
Yeah.
Quagmire. That'll work.
I can't, and it said in the article too that most people, one way or the other, aren't aware that the other people think differently than they do. And I didn't, like, I wish that the reaction on my face when Brent told me he didn't have that voice
like,
in his head.
What
it was
fuck?
Like, I felt like I was talking to an alien, and then I was like, I just wanted to know more. And then I felt so bad because I was just asking him so many questions, making him feel like he was the one who was strange.
Yeah.
And I'm like, no, I need to know this because I'm like, I constantly can like have an entire conversation with myself in my head to play out scenarios of like how I'm going to handle a situation or something, where it's like for him, he's like, you know, he just says everything just comes naturally and he just kind of sees pictures and goes about his day like that. Like, and he just puts things together and he does mumble and say things under his breath. And I always think like he's talking shit and I'll be like, what did you just say? And he's like, nothing. I didn't say anything. I'm like, well, you were just talking. And he's never like talking to me, and I never believed him, and now I understand, and I feel so bad. But this is gonna help for our communication like tremendously, because now I can almost understand where he's coming from.
He's just building a recipe for next week.
How long y'all been together?
Oh God, like almost 10 years now.
Oh, yeah. And you're just finding out how you can communicate?
No, we're always working on communication. I'm saying like this is another level of like that I wasn't 100%. Even aware of.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
that, stepping up your love language game.
Yeah. Your five signs.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah, that
five
works.
Languages alone.
But I mean, like when you think about it, if your partner does think of things differently than you, like that
partner,
your partner's gonna think of stuff differently if you're a man and a woman, because they're fucking women are fucking crazy and men are crazier. You know what I'm saying? Like it's
true. I'm crazy.
But I mean, like when you
that's
think
why gay people
are
so fucking happy because they think alike.
Same kind of crazy.
Yeah.
Don't put them in a box. Okay.
I'm sorry. I said their lives are better. Fuck my fucking. Exactly. Is it cancel culture? Am I getting canceled now?
Because
I said gay people are happier than me.
He gone.
Well, that's a good point. I feel like gay people have a hard life until they find happy. And then once they're happy, they're so much better off.
Yeah, they don't give a fuck.
Like, they always have more money. They go on fucking trips. They always seem so happy. I mean, that's fucking amazing. Charlie, just give it a rip.
What? There's a comic. I'm going to rabbit hole you again. Greg Giraldo. He used to be a roast comic.
Yep. No,
he has that. He has a joke about that he used to do. About wouldn't it be just cool to be gay? It's like, hey, like, because nobody. I can't do the joke.
No, please, joke. Please keep playing with your feet and tell the joke.
I can't do the joke.
Rubbing between your toes,
jokes.
I'm gonna fuck up the joke. Yeah.
God, this podcast is getting so much better. Keep going.
I can't do it anymore.
Give me that voodoo.
It's funny though. Everybody knows the joke.
Give me the voodoo doll, bro. Let me get it.
Is it fucking me up a little bit?
Yeah, let me see it.
You get away from me.
So
don't put it in your pants again, motherfucker.
So yeah, Joe Hampton.
God damn,
my husband.
What's wrong
my husband's
with you,
the
dude?
One who doesn't have the internal voice.
Hey, yeah, shout out to Joe Hampton.
Joe! I'm gonna throw a fucking cold water bottle right at your balls.
Why would you do that?
Get the voodoo out of there.
Hey, I gotta give a shout out to Lillian real quick. Thank you for the little tiny Pete cat doll for my son Keegan, whose favorite character is Pete.
Don't do that.
And Charlie is still shoving
right
the
now,
voodoo doll
Scott's,
up his
pants. Yeah, Scott's voodoo doll's favorite character is Pete too. Charlie's Pete.
Just mushroom stamped it.
Oh God, this has turned so bad.
What? It's his voodoo doll. I want
that's
him
the
to feel the mushroom
harassed.
Stamp.
Somebody said I should have wiped my ass with it.
Hashtag me too. Did they? Who said that?
I don't remember. We got to end of us calling all of us. It's going to be a cancer. Like
Scott's going to wake up in the middle of the night thinking about being mushroom stamped on his head because of that voodoo doll.
Scott's going to have dreams about you all night. That's what's going to happen.
He brought a fucking Homer voodoo doll fucking right behind him, and that's going to fucking...
Scott's internal monologue is going to be all about Charlie.
Yeah.
Scott's actually going to wake up in the morning
turned
with a big
Charlie is voodoo doll. Voodoo doll is Charlie. Charlie's not Finkel is Einhorn.
I'm going to kill you, Homer.
What are we doing?
I don't know.
No idea.
What the fuck?
We just got so lost.
What's going on, like, this weekend? What's everybody doing?
I'm going to go see Blippi on Friday with my son, Declan.
Explain,
I don't know what that
explain
is.
Blippi.
Okay, Blippi is a YouTube star character, but he does it shows for kids. He teaches them stuff like science, construction equipment, anything you can imagine. He has songs for it. He's very, very entertaining for them. Okay. And he's taught my son so much. My son knows so much because of this guy. And, he's doing
that's
a
cool
live show
in
Daytona,
that.
And we're taking him. And I'm very nervous, you know, because he has autism. and he has this thing with lights lately. Everything has to be dark, and he tends to sometimes he'll just take off running if he gets in a situation he's not comfortable, but we got to do this because it's the only way to find out what's going to happen.
Blippi does awesome. Work bounce. He'll have a great time.
Yeah. I'm doing that on Friday, and then I'm working all weekend.
You work Saturday and Sunday?
Yeah, man.
Get it.
What are you doing, Charlie?
My brother's coming from Cleveland.
Yeah.
Travis is coming. I got to pick him up tomorrow night.
Yeah,
I'm picking him up at the airport about 10:30 tomorrow night. And then Friday, I got plans during the day. I'm going to go see Riley has his state's report. He's got New Hampshire.
Oh, nice.
So I took a day off to do that. And then I'm going to hang out. And then I'm going to hang out with Travis that night. We're going to go to the Playland Hardware Store is having a beer release, three different beers.
I saw that.
So me and Travis are going to go that. He said he's got to go there. He's got to go to a Publix to get a Publix sub.
Yep.
Yes.
And he's got to go to Playland Hardware Store to get the beers.
Perfect.
And then that night we're going to Pier 220 for Hot Pink's playing that band. Hot Pink.
Very cool.
Bad as shit.
Very cool. Very cool.
I'm very jealous.
And then Sunday's
I might be able to get out there Friday night. We'll see.
Saturday I might go to Space Coast Comic Con, but I don't know.
Is that one lame?
Yeah.
Okay, I kind of thought it would be. I saw that and I was like,
Yeah, it's terrible.
What are you doing, Joe? You can find good stuff.
Sometimes. Dude, I don't know. Baseball season's already
upon us. I think Tool's
in
Denmark.
Yeah, I'll be there. Actually, they're in Australia. But, yeah, man, baseball season's back, bro. So we
got you're
fucking,
baseball.
Dude,
you're locked in.
Fucking night. The only days I have free now are Wednesdays and Sundays. Baseball practices or games from now on for the next 4 months.
Wow.
So, and Friday we're just going to fucking chill. I think Evan has practice, or Jack has practice, I think.
So while you all have lives, I'm actually going to be looking for a new studio for the show.
What?
You're looking for a new house.
Oh.
Yeah. Okay, when you call it that way, I'm like, wait a minute. We're going off site
I was just trying to make it sound like I was cool and shit and like doing stuff.
Okay, so you're going house shopping.
It's for me. But yeah, it'll be for the show,
too. Posted a nice one online earlier with a sex swing that looked pretty sweet. I actually
That's my cousin Mike's.
Huh? Nice. Okay.
That's an Ello's.
Does the house come with the sex swing, or do you have
if you want the swing to come with, I'm sure the price is negotiable.
Yeah, fair enough. Yeah.
Are you serious about this?
If anybody's in the market for a house here in Titusville,
just buy a sex swing.
Yeah, Nello's moving closer to his work, the mattress place out there.
There. Perfect. Problem solved.
Out in Oviedo.
Shout out to Mike. I'm gonna hit you up soon. I'm going to need some.
I'm gonna be doing the same here coming up for the house. So I got some houses I'm looking at. I'm trying, and you guys are going to kind of be a part of this with me a little bit, possibly, when the main decision comes.
Oh, I will show up and fucking because I will just nitpick the shit out of it.
Yeah.
And I talked to Linda Powers today for a little while.
Yeah, you have to.
Just because I'm going to be looking at Tony's parents' house Friday.
No shit.
So I'm going to check that
out. Oh, man.
I know, man.
You know how many people went railed in that house?
Oh, no.
Oh, man.
Sorry, Tony.
Shout out to Tony.
Yeah, shout out to Tony. I'm not sorry.
They're going to ruin this. They're going to ruin this for us.
Those walls could talk.
But we're gonna check that place out. My target area, honestly, I'm trying to be over on the Sherwood, Lantern Park.
North or
South Carpenter side.
Right, okay.
Just because all of the kids' friends are close by there.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to get in that area to where, it's better for the kids long term and everything.
I kind of dicked around over there a little bit. The problem with that area is North and South Carpenter, right by Garden Street, is a fucking shithole. There's a bunch of fucking old busted up houses.
Yep.
And then you go south of there, and you get really fucking expensive. I mean, you're fucking talking about triple, quadruple fucking price tags.
Oh, yeah.
But if you go just north of that area, up, like you said, near Sherwood, Lantern Park, you can find some really nice shit, man. I'd love to live in Lantern Park.
I lived in Tanglewood for a while, and I loved it.
Okay.
I lived off Buttonwood in South Carpenter through high school.
Okay.
High school, and I loved it. There's a house in Champion across the street from there.
Yeah, Champion, yeah.
And there's one house that, man, I drove up the driveway.
Oh, let's talk about the whole house the whole time. No. Tell me the square footage, please.
You just ruined it.
No. How many garages does it have?
Dude, you might buy the original Mr. Marcigo's house. So before they bought the house on the river, they lived on Champion Road.
Oh, did they?
Yeah, because when I first started there 16 years ago, I actually helped them move from that house to the new place.
Do you know what year the roof was made, Scott?
So anyway, about this place, whatever house that I do choose, as I'm looking, I'm trying to find something that's going to fit for us to actually have a real studio that we can decorate and do. I don't want to do it in a bedroom.
You should put.
I don't want a fourth bedroom that we do it in. I want a part of the house, a section of the house.
Almost a Florida room type
thing? Off from the house?
Kind of. Okay. Like a Florida room, but bigger, maybe this size at least.
Okay.
and then have it to where there's nothing here. It's all just for the podcast.
Okay, I got you.
And so we can all go decorate it and kind of just have it the way it's going to be. I'm going to get that foam stuff for all the walls and everything.
I'm slowly bringing stuff every week.
You are.
Yeah.
We've already got a voodoo doll brought in from New Orleans.
Yeah. Homer.
Homer's here, yeah.
So we got two to look at Saturday and then all day Sunday is all I'm doing.
Nice.
I got like 10 total.
And it's just you, so you get to make all the fucking choices.
I know,
nice.
It's fucking awesome.
Dude,
the ex-wife's helping me, so she's going to have a little bit of a say because of the kids.
There's about 900 reasons that fucking just tweaks me out, but it's really your choice. I don't understand. You know, you guys have a relationship that I just can't fathom. just being truthful. I mean, the thing is, the best thing about being divorced for me is that I don't have to fucking ask anybody or get input from anybody about shit.
No, I'm asking for it. I don't need
it. Exactly.
Like, I get to make the decision.
I'm certainly not saying that's why. So,
I just get to make my own decision without really, you know.
Now she gets to help you make decisions. She doesn't have to chip in. It's better. Yeah. It's way easier.
Hey, can we get the MLS number on that house you were talking about?
Yeah, actually, I have it in my wallet.
Charlie?
MLS is how many people have been slammed in the bedroom? Or
Charlie.
Is that the MLS
Seriously,
number?
Charlie. Charlie. You fucking ball stamped my freaking voodoo doll. Not once, but fucking twice. Now you're stepping on my rabbit hole fucking house story.
Oh, it's so bad. Colleen, why are you working Saturday and Sunday?
Well, because if I have off Friday, because my schedule, I work Thursday and Sunday, and I alternate Friday or Saturday days. So if I have off Friday, then I have to work Saturday.
Hey, shout out. When I went to trivia Monday night, there was a guy there. I called him really extra fit Ryan Seacrest.
You know, that was Kyle that we prank called,
Kyle.
Right?
Okay, that was Kyle.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, Kyle Mastar.
That dude has so much fucking energy. No wonder he's amazing at his job.
Yeah, man.
He don't stop.
He's absolutely an actor. The best.
And his dictation on the mic is unbelievable.
Like
he was really good. They had a good group. There's another dude with a beard.
Keegan.
Yeah, he's a good dude. They're awesome, man. Yeah.
They're a good team. Like they're two I can definitely count on.
That
kid's
got so much energy, man.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
He's my fave.
Yeah. Remember that.
Well, except for Jim. Sorry, Jim.
Trivia. We need to do that one night. We need to.
We should do a team together for real. Yeah. I mean, Parks and Rec trivia is coming up, but I would have to rewatch that because I haven't seen it in so long.
Couldn't do it.
But let's do a regular trivia one night.
Yeah.
Yeah. I would.
I think we should do some trivia on the show sometime too.
Okay.
We should.
We got to find a way to be able to like
the banter going.
You know who loves trivia? Lauren Hicks.
Does she?
She does. She's a big trivia fan. Actually, pretty rarely she'll be like, "Hey, you want to do trivia?" And I'm like, "No." But she does ask about it for all the time. Like, here's a trivia question for you. You want to go? Nope.
Oh,
correct.
So listen, you want to hear what the other hardware store trivias are? Because you might want March Madness is in March. Nope. They're gonna have a specialized one.
That's about baseball.
Yeah. Bob's Burger.
Basketball.
Y'all watch Bob's Burger? I've never seen
I've heard
that.
Of it.
No.
It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
Yes.
Heard of it.
Jurassic Park.
Love it.
Probably
what?
Better.
Hold on. Whoa.
Jurassic Park could work.
That's in June.
All right.
Jurassic Park trivia is in June.
Yep.
And then
July is How I Met
I'm
Your Mother. August is going to be a Jeopardy type thing.
Too. Yeah, I could help with that.
September is Harry Potter.
Nope.
October is Doctor Who. November is Friends. December is Christmas. And then.
Where's Star Wars? Where's The Office?
You know, they tried to do the Star Wars one before, and I don't know how well that went over, but. I think we should get an Office one in there somehow, but it'd have to be The Office Part 2 because we already did The Office before.
Okay.
Do it again.
So
Harry Potter and Jurassic Park, I would be 100% down for.
What about Friends?
Yeah, Friends. I'd do
be
Friends.
Okay with Friends. I mean, obviously, I whip Scott's ass.
Yeah.
Chandler
I'm
being
so over Friends. Can we do something different than Friends?
You know what? Why?
I don't want to do this all
I'm leaving.
Night.
I'm leaving.
Yeah, I love Friends.
Done.
I already know all his Friends. It's easy.
How I Met Your Mother would be good. I could be good at that one.
I love Barney.
Barney Stinson's amazing.
He's good.
So nobody can see you do that, by the way. But
another interior monologue.
Let me see that voodoo. Let me see the voodoo doll real quick.
Stay the fuck
What's
off
going
my
on?
Doll.
So somebody are people actually writing back on that post you made?
Oh, I don't know. I wasn't paying attention to that.
What post did he make
about the one you made?
The one I did because Joe's not part of the show anymore.
No, what I do is I just look here and criticize.
Hey, Charlie, why don't you talk about who our favorite fans are on our page?
Oh man!
Who are top fans? They
like
tell us
posts.
Now on our Facebook page Those who are like up. Are the top contributors.
Yeah, number one is Lillian Hurley Welch.
Okay, yeah, I believe it.
Number one.
Yeah, Lillian's, Lillian's dun, dun, number dun. One. Shout out to Lillian.
Show
thank you.
Love. Always appreciate
then this,
it.
I don't know who this is, this Shauna Thomas lady. I have know. No idea.
No idea who that is.
I met her once, but
she's so much cooler
than me,
Joe.
Her picture's really
cute,
though.
Yeah, she's nice.
She's
yeah.
kind of odd.
Still want to hear about those damn Cumberland Farms.
Number three is Narnar Banks.
Who's that?
Who the hell is that guy?
Scalzi.
Don't touch me.
Meat.
Hey, number four, of course, is our absolute hype woman, Linda Renee Powers. Shout out to you.
I got
to
tell you how Linda Powers isn't number one. I think it might be a little
right.
I appreciate everybody else.
She shares our stuff everywhere. My husband's like, oh my God, it's like on 13 different pages.
She's awesome.
Well,
awesome.
I'm like sitting there. I'm like, all of a sudden, I go from one notification to like 14. I'm like, oh shit, somebody yeah. has to talk to me. I'm like, right. oh no, it's just that amazing Linda.
And round out the top five is Lauren Hicks. Shout out to Lauren.
Lauren Hicks, the yeah, so trivia specialist.
Top five contributors. You guys are all winning $2,000 gift cards from Scott.
There you go.
To just Visa cards. He's going to buy you $2,000 Visa cards. He's going to do it. And
what's that app where you like famous people will, a creator or something, where they'll create a message for you?
Oh,
for money?
No, what's I don't know. Not Patreon. Patreon's the one where it's like
you know what I'm talking about?
I do know what you're talking about. I don't know the name of it.
If for the winners,
yeah,
I'll have my voodoo doll do a video and I'll text it to
you. There you go.
Hey, we need to do a giveaway. Well, yeah. I don't mean to put it out there during the podcast, but we need to figure something out.
No, we do. I think Scott should give away some shit from this house.
Well, I went and we bought some stickers and stuff like that. I got some koozies up there, some Miami Dolphin koozies to make and send out.
Oh, motherfucker.
And, yeah, like I think we should do some gift cards again.
Yeah,
I think
yeah,
we need to I'm do. Down. One. I'm thinking we need to do one. Anybody who reviews our show, like on iTunes or any,
put in a
review, screenshot it, post it on the page.
All right, I'm down with that.
I'll hook you up. We'll throw you some money. We'll do. I don't care stickers.
Also,
whatever y'all decide.
Also, if you guys need a sticker, if you want a sticker for free, message me. On Facebook or you get at me on a text or something and I will make sure you get one.
Right. You can also 100%. Message me. I'll ignore it and then you can message him later and then he'll get it for you. So
what did
way.
We do? 50 yeah. buck gift card last time or $25?
I think we did 25.
It was 25 bucks.
Shout out to Pete
let's
Jones.
Let's do 50 this time. Let's pitch in. Joe, want to go halfsies with me?
Yeah, for sure.
Shout out to Pete Jones 100%. On that one for winning that, man.
So 50 bucks to what?
Write it. Hold on. A good review
right,
on iTunes.
The best review on iTunes?
Yeah,
and I'll actually.
It could be funny. It could be whatever. Creative.
I'll get an extra $10 in there if you talk about Scott's obsession with smoked bologna. I'm just telling you right now.
What?
I'll throw $10 at it.
Hey,
this voodoo doll is not in my favor right now.
Hey, listen though.
I'm feeling the vibe.
Is it? It's going to be a review on just iTunes because some people don't.
What do you think? Anywhere?
It has to be across the board.
Facebook
like,
group.
I don't
it could be
I run
anywhere.
Spotify. I don't,
Spotify. Yeah, Google.
Anywhere that shows us love.
Right.
Okay.
Anywhere. Yeah. 100%.
And you know, subscribe.
Yeah, subscribe.
To the show.
There you go, 100%.
Hey, listen, it's not going to be.
Screenshot it.
It's not going to be.
That's going to be a part of it.
It's
maybe.
Not going to be the wittiest one. We'll draw. We'll do a random.org thing.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
But put something good up there and talk about
if you private message me and send me anything, then you'll win.
Show us a little love and we'll get you drunk.
What are you talking about?
I'll do the random.org.
I don't even know.
Yeah, we should
He's
do
like
it.
Private message
Fucking
me.
Fucking crook.
You'll win.
Not like that.
Jesus Christ. Whatever.
Hey, all you guys that do help out and share the podcast, talk about the podcast, and do the Facebook page, man, we appreciate it.
Absolutely.
You guys
really do.
Fucking awesome.
100%.
It is pretty awesome.
I can't be mean about
all
that.
Of Colleen's people, thank you so much. You guys have helped out in the last month or two.
Definitely.
Thank you.
We need to name our group. Like, everybody names their group something, right?
Colleen and the Douchebags. That's what the name of the podcast should be.
Colleen the Douchebags.
Colleen and the
Douchebags.
That's
the meanest thing you've ever said.
Colleen and the Douchers. Let me see that. Where's your doll?
You're never touching it again.
You fucking wait and see.
I just
buddy.
Wiped it off with Lysol pads again.
How
so.
Dare you, bro? I am clean
Jesus
as a whistle.
Christ.
That thing is going to be covered in tomato sauce.
You do have
like
Norwegian legs.
They are.
So.
Norwegian is fun.
Probably didn't have a hair in his ball.
You ain't lying.
It's only one.
Hey, do you want to take some of those stickers down to the hardware store?
I have some.
Oh, that's right.
I gave her
like
Saturday.
So, like, anybody that wants one, definitely come into hardware and get one. But get it from me because I don't know if anybody else knows where they're at. I mean, I put them in plain sight, but, you know.
Easier said than
it can be confusing.
So, last week, you trusted everybody so much, and this week, you're like, they can't even find fucking stickers.
Wow.
No, well.
Good job.
Just show up to Hardware and be like, I need an Adjust the Mic sticker, and then watch them try to look everywhere for them when they're in like the most obvious place. They're right behind you on the counter, dude.
So we've got a lot of content. Are we done?
Yes.
Do you need to be done?
God.
What are you trying to say?
I kind of want you out of my house, Charlie.
I feel like Joe was like not even
here
for any of it.
I feel like Joe can stay a little longer. Yeah, Colleen can stay as long as she wants. Charlie, to you.
Listen, Colleen's got to get home. She's been here since 3:30. We were talking about that earlier, weren't we?
I did see her drive by 3 or 4 times on my lunch break.
I hate all of you. Like I have nothing better to do with my time.
Imagine how bad it would have been if I would actually buy a house on her street.
I was
like
at
I was
Bricks.
Looking at.
Thank
oh,
you.
Were you?
Shit, yeah.
What'd you do
oh,
at Bricks?
Shit, that'd be awesome.
We have managers meetings weekly.
Hey, I had their pickle pizza, that big
did
deal.
Did you like
did
it
you
or what?
Holy shit.
Yeah, man.
It's so fucking good.
Mm-hmm.
How did I not? It's 8 minutes from my house and I've never had it.
Dude. We should just go there right now.
Hey,
I'm not even kidding. I do it.
Who told me that Pete's ad has cauliflower crust?
Me.
Yeah.
Is
it
so good?
Good.
So yeah. Good. Okay. The guy's gone through 4 different companies and he got the perfect crust.
Nice. Right,
where's that?
Pizza at. It's over at by the Epic Theater.
Yeah.
You guys, for real, let's go to Bricks right now.
Hey, have y'all ever go to Moonlight?
Can I get
four scotch
eggs?
Oh, yeah.
You can
eat them all on your own.
Real quick. I've never taken my kids to Moonlight to just drive up.
No.
Stay in the car, order food, have it come.
Chocolate shakes are on point.
And I've been on a shit show eating binge this week, guys. I have been
went off
fucking,
the rails.
I went off the rails. You saw me and Shauna talking about it.
Yeah.
Like, this shit went down, like, bad.
I go to
like,
New Orleans way, and hang tighter than Scott.
Like, dude, some stress hit me. Like, I'm buying a house, right? I'm panicking in every way, shape, or form.
You.
I'm just all over the place. I'm trying to get the money together, trying to make sure that's right, trying to get the right place.
Right. I'm with you.
Trying to get Joe to be here on the show.
Shit, good luck with that. That's the hardest part of the whole fucking equation.
But
can I see your doll?
Moonlight's badass. The kids, they were all apprehensive at first. And then once they like, you know, got their food and like everything was badass. Yeah. And then they go, oh, you get free ice cream at the end. They're like,
yeah, they do.
We fucking love this place.
Oh, do they really?
Free ice
cream for kids. Yep.
Vanilla sprinkles.
Did you stay in the vehicle or did you go in?
Stayed in.
Stay in the vehicle.
All we did is we put a movie on the tablet.
Yep.
And just put it on the magnet on the window. And we just sat back. Rolled the windows down. The air was perfect outside. Had burgers on our hanging on the side of the door.
God, I want to do that tomorrow.
And we watched a movie.
Yeah, can't argue with that at all.
I might do that tomorrow.
And we sat out there for a while.
I'd love to do that tomorrow.
And it was so nice. And then we just got in the car and just drove off.
Yeah.
And I was like, we're doing this again.
That's so cool.
And dude, it's not crazy expensive or anything. It's fucking perfect.
It was like $20.
Yeah, say a little more than fast food, but not much.
You tip her well because they come out and they take care of you and they take all the food. And
let's turn the podcast off and go get the big deal.
Well, I'm not even joking. I will go. I never go to
right
Bricks.
There.
I will go.
Buffalo cauliflower and fucking scotch eggs. Bah.
Bah.
Bah. Bah.
Daisy's in a tube top screaming from the top of her lungs. This all ends tonight. Daddy's on the floor. He's screaming for more. I see you're gonna be alright. Daisy's in a tube top screaming from the top of her lungs. This all ends tonight. Daddy's on the floor. He's screaming for more. I see you're gonna be alright.
That shit's killer! Oh, dude, that was awesome!